tragedy. Oh, it's okay. I know. So just trying to listen to this file. It's best listen to when you're on your bed or laying on your couch, because you may just drift away into sleep. Be sure that you will not be disturbed. Remove your shoes or any clothing that will interfere with your physical comfort in any way. Stretch out your back with your legs separated so that no part of your calves or thighs are touching. Keep your feet separated at least 8 to 10 inches. Arms extended loosely and stretched. Once we begin the session, you can help by remaining quiet and passive. Our first goal is for you to become unaware of your body. You can best achieve that goal by avoiding any body movement or any form of distraction. I want you to fix your eyes at a spot on the ceiling overhead. Pick out an imaginary spot and stare at that spot without moving a muscle. Now take a deep breath. Fill your lungs with your breath. Exhale slowly. Sleep now. Take a second and even deeper breath. Breathe in and out. Take in all the air that your lungs can hold. Exhale slowly. Sleep now. Let your eyelids close slowly. Now your eyelids are closed down. Please keep your eyes closed until I ask you to open them again. You will always be able to open your eyes if you want to, unless I were to give you a direct command and tell you that your eyelids are locked closed. And I don't intend to do just that. Hypnosis is a state of mind, not a state of eyelids. Now I want you to mentally picture and imagine that you're looking at the muscles in the tip of your toes of your left foot. In your imagination, follow those muscles as they move back into the ball of your foot. muscles as they move back into the ball of the foot, back into the calf, and all the way back into the heel. Now turn all those muscles loose. Let them grow limp. Let them grow lazy. Just like a handful of loose rubber bands. Now, as the muscles begin to relax, let your mind relax too. While you keep breathing, breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Yes, that's right. Keep breathing. Allow your mind to drift where it will. Let your mind drift off to pleasant scenes in your imagination. And now, let the relaxation move on up, back into your ankle now. From your ankle, let all the way up to the left knee. Let the calf muscles begin to grow loose. Let them grow limp, heavily, and so relaxed. All of your tensions are fading away. Allow your tensions to fade away. Allow all your worries to fade away. You're relaxing more and more with each easy breath that you take. So breathe in and out. Continue to breathe in and out. Begin to feel the breathing of your own breath. Begin breathing more deeply. Now, just as you breathe each night, when you're deep and sound in slumber, just imagine that you can see your breath as a white mist coming from your nostrils. Each and every time that you exhale this white mist, you're freeing yourself of all tension. You're freeing yourself of all worries. You're freeing yourself of all adult duties and going deeper, deeper into drowsy relaxation. Now, from your knee all the way up, all the way to your left hip, the long thigh muscles are turning loose. Your muscles are easing off. And all of your muscles are just relaxing now. Now, as those muscles relax, just let go a little more. Just let go a little more. And gently and calmly and easily drift on over into a pleasant state of easy relaxation. Let the wave of relaxation that started from the toes of your left foot just a few seconds ago, let it move over now into the toes of your left in your right foot back into your ankle, along the way back to your ear. Turn all of those muscles loose and go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into relaxation. Into your ankle, the muscles are letting go. From your ankle all the way up to your right knee, your calf muscles are turning loose and your muscles are all letting go. You're relaxing more with each easy breath that you take, with each sound of my voice that you hear. The sound of my voice carries you deeper and deeper, sounder and sounder, into sleep. From your knee all the way up to the right hip, the long thigh muscles grow limp and very lazy now. As those muscles relax, just go all the way down, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, in drowsy slumber. Turn them all loose and go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper in sleep. In a moment, I am going to begin relaxing you even further. I am going to count backwards from 10 to 1. The moment I say the number 10, you will allow your eyelids to remain closed. But the moment I say the number 10, you will, in your mind's eye, see yourself at the top of a small set of stairs. And as I say the number 9, and each additional number, you will simply move down those stairs, relaxing more and more completely. At the bottom of the stairs lies a very large feather bed and a very relaxing feather pillow. The moment I say the number 1, you will sink down into that feather bed and rest your head on that feather pillow. During this time, you will feel the depth of relaxation. Keep breathing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Inhale and exhale. I begin. 10. At the top of the stairs, you're relaxing and relaxing and relaxing and letting go. 9. You're becoming more limp. You're becoming more loose. And you're becoming even more calm. 8. You're sinking into a more comfortable, a more peaceful, and a more relaxed position. Relaxing even more deeper. 8, 7, all the way down, you sink deeper and deeper into relaxation. 6 and 5, you're doing perfectly. Moving now towards the feather bed. You can't really 3, in 4. You move in even deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation. You let loose of all neck muscles, all the muscles of your neck, and now so loose, your body now is limp. Simply sink into a more comfortable, more calm, more peaceful, and a very relaxed state of mind. Let your body go more limp and more loose, as if you were made of a handful of loose rubber bands. Let your body become so weak and tired. Relaxed, just like a baby who has no control of themselves. And one, now that you're done, you're now looking at the feather bed just right in front of you. The feather bed is so cute. You can feel the softness of the bed, and yes, this is your bed now. And now that you're laying on your bed, you can feel the texture of your bed. It's just like that of feathers, and now your pillows are so comfortable that you can feel that they are made of feathers as well. Your bed is so comfortable, and your duvet, which is your blankie, is so comfortable that you're drifting way down and deeper into relaxation. Now the wave of relaxation moves on up, and now it's falling into your stomach now, and it's moving down into your bladder, into the solar plexus and the center of nervous energy. Each of your muscles and nerves let loose the tensions, relaxing. Drifting down deeper and deeper into a very soft relaxation sleep, down deeper in comfort and slumber, up through your ribs. Your muscles are all relaxed into your muscles of your chest. The muscles of your chest has grown limp and loose, and so relaxed. All of your tensions, all of your adult duties, all of your adult worries are now faded away. You're relaxing now like a baby who has no control of themselves, or where they are, or what they can do and not do. And more with each easy beat of your heart, going deeper in drowsy slumber into your neck. Your muscles let go all around your neck. Your muscles are all relaxed, just as relaxed each night when you are deep and sound and sleep. Turn them all loose and go deeper and deeper in slumber. Now let the relaxation start down your back from the base of your skull. relaxing, you're drifting down deeper and deeper in sleep, down deeper in drowsy slumber, just like a little baby. And the wave of relaxation spreads out into your muscles of all the lines in your back. Now all across the small of your back, all across the back of your shoulders, tone loose every muscle and every nerve in the back as you go deeper and deeper into sleep. Into your shoulder, the muscles all let go. From your shoulders down to the elbows of both of your arms, your upper arm muscles are turning loose. They are easing off and just all relaxed now. From your elbows down to your wrists, grow limp and lazy. From the wrist to the fingertips of both ends, each muscle and each nerve lets loose of all the tensions, relaxing you drifting down deeper and deeper in sleep. Into the jaws, the muscles relax even more. Your jaws are parting slightly. Your teeth are not quite touching. All around your mouth, your muscles let go. All through your nose, each nerve gives way. All around your eyes, the muscles are heavy and so relaxed. Even your eyebrows are relaxed now. Across your forehead, your muscles smooth out. Across the top of your skull, down the back of your neck, down through your temples, back around your ears, all of the muscles are loose and lazy. Just like that of a baby, of a newborn baby. And you may feel now a pleasant tingling sensation in the tips of your toes or in your fingertips. A pleasant tingling sensation growing stronger and stronger now as your entire body is being bathed in the pleasant glow of complete and utter relaxation. Now you're completely relaxed. Each muscle and each nerve in your little baby body is loose and limp and relaxed. And now you feel so good about yourself. Muscles are now so weak, and that is the truth, because you're now a little born baby and you can't even control your whole bladder. All the muscles, all the nerves in your bladder. don't even have control. You're letting go of everything in your body. You have no control of your bladder anymore. All the nerves in your bladder are now loose, and that is what it is. It is very loose, and all you can do now is letting go of your bladder, because you're mommy's bedwetter. You're a little baby. Little babies don't even have control over their own body. Your bladder is so weak and so open now. It's easy to pee in your dreams. Dreams can feel just like real life, and real life can even feel like a dream. You can pee in your dreams as you can pee in real life. Now that you are in a very deep relaxation and sleep, you feel that you can even pee as you continue to sleep, because you, as a bedwetter, you can sleep deeply. When your bladder fills to the brim, you fall into the dream again, and then you feel so free to pee, and your urge to release is growing stronger, and the pressure from your bladder is high. Whenever you need to release, you can't even hold back, because you don't even have the strength to hold back. You're already in a baby-like state, and you're so, so weak, and you're free to relax and release. Especially when you dream, your dreams can be so powerful. Let me show you how powerful your dreams can be. Allow me to count once more from 10 to 1, and then you will fall into a very deep state. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dream. Dream. Now that you're in a dream, you're walking down the hallway, and then you come outside, and you're looking at the ocean. You can feel the ocean blowing you from left to right. You're surprised how you find yourself in a hallway and leading straight out to the ocean front. And then you can see that the water is so blue and so white. You can feel emotion, and then you can feel yourself that you are even so free. It's okay to swim in the water. And now you're swimming in the water. You're playing in the water. And you don't even know what is going on anymore. And then your bladder is so loose. Your bladder is so weak. And now you're letting go. And you don't even know it. You think you're swimming in the ocean, but no, you're just in a dream, and then you're peeing on your bed so freely and so easily. You keep swimming in the ocean, in the blue, nice, lovely, white ocean, and then you can pee yourself while laying on your very comfortable bed, and that is one of the best things that's ever happened to you. You feel so good about swimming in the ocean. You feel so excellent. You feel happy. You feel great about yourself. And now you can freely let loose of your bladder. You can freely let loose your bladder and feel free to release the content of your bladder, and just like that you are peeing yourself while you're swimming in this beautiful blue ocean in your dreams, and then you're just flowing and swimming and swimming in a back and forth motion in the ocean, and just like that your bladder is so loose while you're swimming, and then you feel so happy to release your bladder. You can feel it. Yes, you can. And you can find yourself enjoying the water. You're enjoying the ocean. Everything is free. Everything feels free now. Now you can dream of swimming in the ocean every time you sleep, and then you can easily pee in your bed because it's so comfortable, and it's because you're free to do so. Your dreams will help you pee on your bed and continue to sleep, and even deeply, you will continue to have the best sleep every night as you sleep, and you are assured that you will not be interrupted in your sleep. You have a path or two to achieve peeing in your bed. You love peeing in your bed. You are a bedwetter. You can dream of the ocean and swimming in the ocean every single time that you need to pee your bed. It is your bed. It is so soft and so comfortable. And then when you sleep like a newborn baby who has no control whatsoever about their actions, about their body. And just like that, your instinct leads you to release your bladder and pee your bed every single time. Your mind will dream of swimming in the ocean so that you can pee on your bed and wet your bed every day, every night. You will always be well rested, and you will stop wasting your diaper every night. You can just leave your diaper every night and freely swim in the ocean while you wet your bed. It is okay. Your little born baby, you are a bedwetter, and your mind dreams of swimming in a beautiful blue ocean every time you sleep, and just like that, You wet your bed. You feel the need to release yourself when you sleep. Your dreams are so powerful because your subconscious mind wants you to wet your bed. Your subconscious mind wants you to pee your bed every single time. You wet your bed because it is your bed. You wet your bed because you can. You wet your bed because you're a newborn baby every time you sleep. And then you don't have no control about your own body. You can always dream of the blue ocean every time you sleep. This is what your mind will do every night you sleep. And then you would wet your bed every night. And then it will all happen naturally by itself. When you need to pee in your sleep, your mind will dream and initiate the blue ocean dream. And then you can pee in your dream and wet your bed. You will drink a proper amount of water before you go to bed. And just like that, you will sleep so soundly and so deeply like a newborn baby who has no control over themselves. And then you will fall into this dream about swimming in a very large blue ocean. And then you can pee your bed very easily. You go to autopilot in your dreams, and then you will pee your bed every single time. As you sleep so deeply, you will wet your bed and you will embrace bed wetting because it feels so soothing. And then you know that you can sleep soundly every other night. You are a bed wetter, and then it feels so very good and so soothing to wet your own bed. This is your reality as from now on, because you are just a little baby. You will sleep so deeply like a newborn baby every time, and then you will dream about swimming in the very large blue ocean, and then you will be in your bed every single time. You will feel the soothingness of your bed even more. You can feel all the feathers embedded in your bed. When you pee in your bed, you will feel the soothingness of your own pillows every time you dream about swimming in the ocean while you wet your bed. As you dream, you will feel it even more. Feel like a newborn baby who has no control, who is just floating and drifting away in a very good, lovely, sweet sleep. And this is your reality now. You will wet your bed every single time as you dream about swimming in the ocean and feeling the soothingness of your own bed. And allow all these suggestions to firmly be embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger every day as a bed wetter. Let all the suggestions about dreaming of the blue ocean, let them grow in your mind stronger and stronger every day. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you will be wide awake. You will feel so wet. You will feel so little. you will feel so refreshed, you will feel so alert, and you will see that you have really, really wet your bed while you was dreaming about swimming in the beautiful blue ocean. So, when you're ready, I will count. One, you feel the wetness of your bed already. Two, now you know you can always dream about swimming in a blue ocean every time you close your eyes. Three, it's okay to be a bedwetter, and you will be a bedwetter. Four, you will always listen to this hypnosis track every single time, and it will help you to become the bedwetter that you truly are. Now your eyelids are beginning to flutter. And five, eyes open. Now that you're fully awake, I'm so glad and so happy that you're feeling wet, and then you're feeling so little, and then you can as well feel refreshed. Thank you so much, little one, for listening to this audio file. I hope it has helped you to become the bedwetter that you've always been. Continue to listen to this hypnosis track over and over, over and over again for best and effective results. Mommy loves you.